That's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Gosh, it is a gorgeous afternoon right here in South Carolina. And a person is sitting across from me from Minnesota, and she's telling me how gorgeous the weather is here. It's Deanna Fraser. She is with FEMA. She is down here helping get everything set up so you, if you have a need, can make a claim. How are you doing today, Deanna?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to sit down here. You know, we were talking about, before we get into all this other stuff called the FEMA and how you get qualified and everything, how you got to work for FEMA. I think people are always fascinated how people make job choices and go in a direction. Mm-hmm. So how did you actually end up with FEMA?
Well, I was working as a public affairs officer for 23 years with the Air Force. And a friend of mine who was a retired public affairs officer called me and said, guess what I'm doing? I'm doing media relations for FEMA. And I think that you'd be really good at this. And so gave me the contacts and said yes. So I was able to be hired on by FEMA, having had 23 years of media experience.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, how long have you been working for FEMA?
I've been working since 2009 with FEMA. This is about my 10th disaster.
Wow, 10th disaster. That's sad, isn't it?
It is sad. It is sad. But I'm so glad that I'm able to go out to these disasters and to help people and to provide assistance to them where they definitely need it.
Yeah. What was South Carolina, of course, has had a big issue. We've qualified here in Greenwood County for disaster assistance. And, of course, down in the lower part of the state, you were giving me the figure, what has already been approved. What was that for South Carolina?
$36 million has been approved for assistance for South Carolinians. And that's money out on the street in the economy.
Wow. So, but what were some of the other disasters that you've worked with, just out of curiosity?
Well, I think someone had asked me what the worst disaster that I've ever worked, and that might possibly be Joplin, the tornado that happened there.
Absolutely.
It was 13 miles long by 2 miles wide, and it was quite something. And, of course, if you remember, there was like 160-some people lost their lives
right.
in that disaster.
And the devastation from it was just unbelievable.
Yes, yes. So. But, you know, the devastation here isn't any less minimized for those individuals who are now without homes.
Sure, like here in Greenwood, Fox Hollow, where they lost their homes and everything, and they
right.
just lost everything. I mean, cars, clothing, the whole nine yards. If it was on the first floor, it was gone.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these people's lives have been upended, and they're dealing with so much right now. And so if FEMA can come in and provide some assistance to them, I think that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing here on the ground in South Carolina.
Sure. Now, just out of curiosity, you know, a lot of people you know, why should I contact FEMA? I mean, when we started down this road a couple of weeks ago now, George McKinney was on here with us with emergency management telling everybody to register so that Greenwood County could be considered a disaster county, and a lot of people did sign up.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the water has settled and people are looking at this, are you seeing people sign up calling FEMA so far?
Right now, we've got about 150 individuals here in Greenwood County that have registered with FEMA for assistance, and we think that there are still many more out there who have not registered. And so even if you have called 211 or you've called the county,
mm-hmm.
you still have not registered with FEMA, and you need to do so. And you can do that in a couple of different ways. You can call us at 1-800-621-FEMA, 1-800-621-3362, or you can go online to disasterassistance.gov. It takes 15, 20 minutes to register, and it's a pretty quick and painless process.
So so even if somebody has had some damage, but they go, oh, I don't know whether I ought to bother to call.
Well, I think that you don't want to disqualify yourself.
You know? Don't want to disqualify yourself. I like that, Deanna.
Yes. I think that go ahead, register, let an inspector come out and look at your property and decide how much damage there has been to your property. You know, these are your tax dollars at work right here in South Carolina. And so even if you're getting rental assistance that FEMA can provide, or maybe it's repair money, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, any little bit can help.
Absolutely. Absolutely it can. At our house, we were talking about mm-hmm. that. The water came up over in from our patio and came right into our living room. Mm-hmm. And we ended up taking all the carpet out, and part of the parquet floor is gone. And there was no hope that this was going to dry out. I mean, you know, we were running dehumidifiers and all this stuff. But when it's on a concrete slab, it's not going to dry up, you know, it's just soggy sponge. So
have you registered with FEMA?
Not yet. I had a note stuck in my door Friday. So, I have to do that, but that's what I'm saying. You think, mm-hmm. should I go ahead and do this?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because
you don't want to disqualify yourself. You may end up getting a few dollars to help, support the damage that you had.
Well, I need new carpet, or, you know, I'm thinking of painting concrete floors now, Deanna.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So that is the reason people should do it. Now, another thing that I didn't realize is that we should contact our insurance companies.
Yes, definitely. Even if you do not have flood insurance, you definitely would need to contact your hazard insurance carrier and let them know that you had damage. And it's, even though that they do not carry your flood insurance for you,
right,
they still want to know the kind of damage that was done to your home.
Sure. So, but that's, I didn't realize, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I know we don't have flood insurance, so I know that I thought this wouldn't be anything that would be covered. So therefore, mm-hmm. why should I call them?
Well, I think that you definitely want to make sure that they know what has been damaged, and then they can, especially when you have made the improvements,
right,
then that will be added to how your insurance is adjusted,
okay.
I think.
You think, okay. All right, well, so if you haven't contacted your insurance company, make sure you contact your insurance company. Now, if you want to give us a call and you've got a question for Deanna, she's going to be here for a little bit, 229-7984, 229-7984. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the information that FEMA's going to need for you to be able to file your claim. So if you have this on hand, makes it go a lot quicker. And she says, when you get your letter of determination, you might have a check in the mail, too. So, hey, don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. I just got a hug from Gene Pinson. Well, kind of figuratively, through the radio lines. How you doing today, Gene? Understand you gave us a call here. You have a house that you rent that you didn't know you didn't have wind and hail coverage. The front porch is gone because a tree fell on it. Can FEMA help? Deanna, what's the answer?
Well, because he is renting the property and it's not his primary residence, it is considered a business.
Okay.
And so because it's considered a business, the Small Business Administration can help with that and provide him with a small, with a low interest small business loan.
Right.
For that. But FEMA only helps individuals with grants that are for individuals in their primary residence.
Okay. So, Jean, it looks like maybe you can get some assistance from FEMA. Well, not from FEMA, from Small Business Administration. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
And now the number he would call for that?
He can call the 800 number that I just gave you. It was 1-800-621-FEMA, 1-800-621-3362.
Right.
And say that he would like to have information on the Small Business Administration low interest loan.
Okay, so that's how you would handle that. Now, other businesses that have had damage, this is the same way they would go about handling this.
That's
right. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, so FEMA handles grants, and I guess those grants, they're not low interest loans. They're not, you don't have to repay
them. Right, you don't have to repay them at all, and they don't affect your tax status at all. It's free money. Basically.
Come on now, Deanna. There is no free money. Is this really free?
Well, these are people who have lost so much already.
Okay.
And usually FEMA is not going to be able to bring them back to the way they were the day before the flood.
Right.
But we will be able to help get them into a safe, sanitary, and functional environment.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me the max amount of grant was how much
the
dollars?
Maximum grant is $33,000.
That's right. So, and so if you lost your home, that's certainly not going to cover it. But if you've lost a wall, I mean, if you've lost mm-hmm. parts of mm-hmm. it, then that's
or if you need rental assistance, that's definitely part of that grant process as well. And so you're already paying on your mortgage,
right?
That for a home that you can no longer live in. But you're going to need to pay rent on an alternative living situation.
Sure.
And so rental assistance can go a long ways for a lot of these people.
Now, do you get the assistance, do you, are there strings attached? Does somebody have to come back and inspect and see that you did this, this, and this?
Well, what happens is once you've registered, mm-hmm. then an inspector is assigned to your registration number. They call you and make an appointment with you to come out. And that's usually within about 10 days that inspector will come out to your location and survey the damage. Within about 10 more days after that, you can expect your determination letter. And with your determination letter, hopefully you're getting a check in the mail.
Okay.
Into your checking account.
So this is a pretty expedited process.
It can be. It
right.
can be. If you've given everything that's necessary for registration.
Okay.
And there's a number of things that you're going to need with you when you do register.
Okay.
And so you're going to need your Social Security number, first off.
Okay.
Insurance information, if you have it.
Okay.
Proof of residency. And so you can prove that by a utility bill, maybe your driver's license has your current
address
on it, or a merchant bill, a JCPenney statement, something like that. That comes to your address, right.
Okay.
The other thing that you'll need is if it is your primary residence and you own the property, you will need something that proves that you own that property. And so what you can do is go online to get your tax statement off of the online website for mm-hmm. your county. And provide that as your proof of ownership.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
No, but a lot of times when people get that determination letter, they may have been declined. And it's because they have been missing one of those pieces of information. And so when you get declined, don't just think, oh, I got declined. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
That's it. Read through the entire letter. Look what they're asking you for. And provide whatever it is that they're asking for, that additional piece of information. That's usually what's missing that makes all the difference.
I'm very impressed, though. If you turn in absolutely everything, in about 10 days, the money could be coming back. I mean, that mm-hmm. sounds phenomenal for the government. I'm sorry. It just sounds a little phenomenal that they would turn
yes.
it around that fast.
And they do turn it around that fast. And I think that, it's because we know that the survivors here are definitely needing that assistance and needing that influx of cash to help repair their homes.
Sure. Now, what about farmers? What about farmers? That's their home, their business. I mean, what about the farmers?
That would be under USDA.
Okay.
I believe that there is some programs under USDA, but I'm not really able to talk about that.
Okay. All right. So that would be a little bit different. But on Saturday's paper here, there was an article about whether assistance was going to be, public assistance was going to be coming to mm-hmm. Greenwood County. And I talked to several people who were confused, really, about
we got disaster assistance
versus the public assistance. What is the difference?
Right. There's two kinds of assistance. There's individual assistance, which is for individuals and households, and that's what Greenwood County has been declared, is an individual assistance declaration. But then there is also the public assistance for county, cities, municipalities, so bridges, waterworks, streets, pavement, your gravel on your country roads, you mm-hmm. know, that type of thing that's been washed away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that has not been declared for Greenwood County. They're still collecting their information, collecting their data to provide that information back to FEMA to get that declaration. And usually when that does happen, it's at a 75-25 split, meaning that FEMA will provide 75% of the cost, mm-hmm. and the city, county, or municipality has to provide 25% of the cost.
You know, when we look at, we've got some issues here in Greenwood, but when we look at Columbia and the lower part of the state, that mm-hmm. is just, and we've seen how the roads and some of the bridges and the water that they've been dealing
and
with
the
down there.
Yeah.
This is going to turn into some huge, huge dollars.
I think that it will definitely turn into some huge dollars. I mean, yeah. We're already seeing $36 million just in individual assistance. That's
sure.
not public assistance. Public
right.
assistance could be in the millions.
Or billions.
I don't know that I would go that far.
You don't think you'd go that far?
Millions.
Okay, all right. I just thought I'd check and see if we'd go to billions. But I mean, just some of the roads, I mean, they just disappeared.
Yes.
And
yes.
I mean, they just sinkholes almost type thing now. So this is a lot of damage here. But the biggest thing you should get out of this is it really could be to your best advantage to pick up that phone, call 1-800-621-3362. You can call that toll free from 7 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. Or you can register online at disasterassistance.gov. That's disasterassistance.gov. But have all your information with you. And that, again, Deanna, let's go through and just tell them what information they're going to need.
Okay, they're going to need their Social Security number, first and foremost. Then their insurance information, policy number. Then they will also need proof of residency. So a utility bill or their driver's license will mm-hmm. suffice for that. And then they'll also need proof of ownership if they do own the property. And that can be a tax statement from online.
Sure. And of course, it's inside damage, it's outside damage. If a tree fell on your house or grazed part of the porch or something like that, and
right,
it's your
right.
residence.
If it makes it so that it is not livable, you definitely are going to need to call the registration number. You know, even as much as like what you had damaged where the carpet, your house is still livable.
Right.
But it's still experienced damage.
Exactly.
It still had damage. And so we urge you to call that 800 number.
Now, do they just make, okay, let's just take my case, for example. Will they come in and they'll say this is worth X amount of dollars? I mean, how do they do this, Deanna?
Well, these inspectors are contractors who've been trained on how to, I guess, estimate mm-hmm. what the damages are in a particular property.
Correct.
So whether that's carpeting or drywall, your stud work, whatever
sure.
it may be, these contractors are experienced and trained to do this kind of inspection work. Something that we want to talk about, though, is to make sure that people know that when an inspector does come out, they will have on them FEMA identification.
That's right. Okay. I tell you what, can you stay over? We're going to hear South Carolina radio news, hear what else is going on in the world. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of these things. So don't you go away. Hey, if you got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I'm Ann Eller talking with Deanna Frazier. She is with FEMA. She has been assigned to Greenwood and Newberry counties right now. She says she doesn't know what next week will bring, but right now, this is what she's doing. She wants to make sure that everybody that had some damage, and as she tells me, as she told me, don't disqualify yourself, Ann. Go ahead and get the paperwork together. Yep. Sounds like it's pretty easy.
It is pretty easy. As long as you can get those documents together, then it should be a very easy process for you. 15, 20 minutes on the phone or 15, 20 minutes on the computer, and
right.
you have it done and out of the way, and then an inspector will call you to make an
appointment
with you. And then 10 days after that, you could be getting a check in the mail.
Doesn't sound any easier than that. It's about time we got some money back from this government, isn't it, folks? Yeah, I'm telling you. Number to call, 800-621-3362. That's 800-621-3362. And you can do that from 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Or you can go online to disasterassistance.gov. That's disasterassistance.gov. You also have a telephone line if they are hearing impaired.
Yes, we do.
That number is 800-462-7585. That's right, 800-462-7585. So there's a lot of ways to make this happen, and I am very impressed because if you provide the information that they need, inspector comes out within 10 days, mm-hmm. You'd already would have provided that information, wouldn't you, Deanna?
Right. Now, when the inspector does come, they're not going to ask you for any personal information.
Whoa, okay.
No personal information. The only thing that they're going to do is confirm your registration number that you should have already gotten, and they will have your registration number, and so they will just confirm it. But they will not ask you for your Social Security number. They're not going to ask you about your tax statements or anything like that. And if they do ask you for personal information, I would urge you to call your law enforcement, because it seems like every disaster there are fraud and scam artists out there.
It's a shame that that's what our world is, but that's what it is.
It is, but I want to make people be sure to be aware that when a FEMA inspector does show up, they're going to have a FEMA identification badge on them, okay? And they will not ask for any money for this inspection.
Okay.
Now, a lot of times the fraud and scammers will ask for money for those inspections, and FEMA does not charge anything for those inspections whatsoever.
Okay. So you shouldn't pay any money to that inspector. Absolutely not.
And don't give them any personal information.
The only information they actually should tell you, they've got a number and
your registration number.
And that's
right.
It.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, we talked about this the first few days when George was here, and I asked about the potential of scammers in this type mm-hmm. of situation, mm-hmm. and it is a big threat to, here you are dealing with disaster, and somebody shows up at your house,
right.
and you'd like to believe, but in our world, we really just really can't always take people at their face
right.
value.
Right, and when you do start having repairs done, you want to make sure that these individuals are licensed contractors in your area, and that they don't ask for the money up front.
Okay.
That you pay them in increments.
Right.
Okay. But the first thing that you need to make sure is that they're licensed contractors
okay.
in your area.
Okay. So you want to make sure that they have a license. You want to make sure that you're not just giving them the money and then they don't show up again.
That's right.
Yeah, because that's happened to plenty of people, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you just be smart, and if, you know, if that little ding, ding, ding goes off in your head that something doesn't seem right, it's better to pick up.
Something's too good to be true.
Right.
It probably is.
Yes. Pick up that phone and give
your law enforcement.
Yeah, 911 a call, and just ask them to wait outside. Don't let them in your house would be another thing if you really felt uncomfortable, and make that telephone call. So I don't think I have heard of anything yet in our area, but, you know, once you hear about it, it's too late, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And so I think it's very important to be vigilant and just to have that kind of thing sticking in the back of your mind that there's possibility out there, and to be careful of who you allow into your home.
Sure. So make sure that you do this information, any information that you give out because you've called FEMA, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Would FEMA call you?
FEMA would call you.
Okay.
If there are some questions about your registration for some reason that they can't get any other way, they might give you a call, but
okay,
they would give you your registration number and identify themselves in that manner, and then they would ask you to call them back.
Okay. So that's another thing. If
right,
somebody calls and just starts asking for information and stuff, you know, just like they talk about it and all these scams that are out there that we hear about, the same type of thing could happen here.
Right, right.
So they would ask, FEMA would ask you to call them back. That's that gives you the opportunity to make sure that you're comfortable in what you're doing. Don't give them any information. They should give you what your registration number. Now, you get that registration number, I guess, right when you call or when you sign up online?
That's right, that's right. So once you have, you know, given them all of your information, then at the end of the session, they will give you your registration number.
Okay. And again, that telephone number to call, 800-621-3362. That's 800-621-3362. Or you can go online, disasterassistance.gov. That's disasterassistance.gov. And that'll take you right there. You do need proof of residency. You do need your Social Security number. That's two items. What else do you need, Deanna?
Then you also need your insurance information.
Okay.
And then you need a tax statement if you are, if it is your owner, if you own the property.
That's right. So if you have those four things, answer the questions, get a registration number, then somebody from FEMA will come out to inspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to happen within 10 days.
That's right.
Correct.
That's right.
And then they will submit the information, and then unless you have missed something, they're going to probably be sending you a check.
Yes. And one of the things that they will also be asking you for is your bank information, your bank routing information, so that you can get your money right into your checking account rather than in a paper check.
Check. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Kind of like we do our taxes now.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. So that makes it easy too. Now, one more time, people should call their insurance company even if they didn't have flood insurance.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And because you should notify them, and FEMA's going to ask you, I guess, if you have contacted them. Is
yes.
that right?
That's right. That's right. They will ask if you have contacted your insurance agent yet. Because when you do make improvements on your home, that information will need to be given to your insurance company as well.
Okay. All right. So all these things are going on right now. If you have sustained damage inside, outside, even if you think you can handle it yourself, how many of us have paid a lot of money to the U.S. government? A lot. And this is your opportunity to get some of it back. So I highly recommend that you pick up that phone and give them a call. 800-621-3362. That's 800-621-3362. And I guess on the phone, they'll walk you through the whole process.
Yes, absolutely. They will. And so,
and are they nice people?
They're very nice people.
Well, you know, sometimes you get a cranky one. But I'm going to tell you what, every time I have called the government on different issues, they always have been very professional. And I guess that's what I was asking.
I think that these people are very professional. And they also understand that these people have gone through an awful lot.
Right. And they're under a lot of stress.
And so I think that, you know, they are better than most people are able to handle, you know, anything that comes their way, and are nice. They're going to be nice to you.
Yeah, there you go. So if you have questions or it takes you a few minutes to get things together, that won't be a problem. So again, write this number down, 800-621-3362. At the end of filling out, going over the phone with them on this information, they will give you a registration ID. That will prompt them to give that to an inspector. Will the inspector give them a call? Or
the inspector will call them.
Right.
Right. And set up an appointment with them.
Okay. So then you'll have an appointment and you'll be able to meet them. They'll spend just a little bit of time, I'm sure, just
15,
looking
20
at
minutes.
15 or 20 minutes. They're not going to be there that long. And get the information. Then they take that information and turn it in to FEMA.
That's right. That's right.
And if you've done your job, you, the individual, have provided FEMA with all the information, then that should
Then you should get a determination letter and a check in the mail in 10 days.
10 days. Doesn't get any better than that, folks. And, you know, that's one thing about it. You know, Thanksgiving is coming, right? Christmas is coming. If you could have your house fixed up and in good shape for the holidays, that would really make it nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. So this is the individual assistance that we're talking about. Businesses, one more time, if you have been damaged in your business, you do need to call the same number.
Same number.
Okay, 800-621-3362, and then they will give you the number for
the Small Business Administration.
Correct. And the money that we're talking about here is up to $33,000 that is a grant. It's not something, it's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. $33,000 depending on the amount of damage. After that, it goes into to loans, correct?
That's right. That's right.
So.
And so, you know, with the Small Business Administration is brought in for these disaster assistance declarations, and they provide low interest home loans as low as 1.87%.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, just for the record, I know I've seen down there in the lower parts of the state where they're having disaster centers. We don't have one of those here in Greenwood.
Right. We do not have a disaster recovery center in Greenwood or Newberry counties. Those are more in the lower part of the state right now. Mm-hmm. There's about 17 that are open in the state.
Sure.
And so far, we've got about 55,000 people who have registered so far across the state.
Wow.
In South Carolina. 55,000 people. So that's a lot of people who are hurting right now.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Deanna, anything else you'd like to make sure that people know out here?
I think that don't disqualify yourself from assistance.
Okay.
Go ahead and call the number at 1-800-621-FEMA, 1-800-621-3362. And get yourself registered and let the inspector make that determination for you.
Sure. If you've gotten damage and it's happened because of the storms, the flooding. then you should be qualified for it. So please make sure you take advantage of this because you may be able to fix it yourself, but you might as well take advantage of getting this money.
These are your tax dollars at work right here.
And they're coming right here to South Carolina right now, and
that's
a good thing.
That's right.
Just real quick, you know, Governor Haley went ahead and declared South Carolina disaster before it hit.
Mm-hmm.
I understand this was a very good thing because it mobilized a lot of people that would not have been mobilized if she had waited.
Oh, I think that's definitely true. That's definitely true. And so we had an emergency management, a disaster already in effect before the storm hit. And so, like you said, it really mobilized a lot of FEMA personnel, a lot of emergency management personnel from across the country. We're already here on the ground in South Carolina. And so, for instance, the declaration was on the 5th, And I got here on the 7th.
And if she hadn't done that, it probably would have taken another week.
It would have taken weeks.
Weeks?
Weeks.
Wow.
Had she not
gone ahead and done
that. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, let's see. I know that you are here right now in Greenwood and in Newberry counties. I know that how long do we have to turn this information in? That was my other question.
We have 60 days from the date of declaration. That puts us at December 4th.
Okay.
So they have until December 4th, but I urge you to register now. Let's not wait until that December 4th deadline. But you do have until the December 4th to register.
Okay. So that's another piece of information. Hey, Deanna, thanks so much. Anything else you'd like people to know here today?
Well, I think that what I definitely want people to know is that FEMA is here to provide assistance to the people here in South Carolina. And we know that people are hurting and that this assistance is so important and so vital to getting their homes and their lives back in recovery mode.
Sure. And one of the things that I had thought about was some of the people, the shut-ins, the people that don't get out, they may not even realize that their part of their home has been damaged. So if you have a relationship with somebody that's a shut-in up your street or something, make sure you check on them. Make sure they're not dealing with an issue that, you know, they may not even realize because they don't go in that bedroom. They don't go down to that end of the house. Those are the ones that I had kind of thought about, too. So make sure you're checking on those. Well, listen, I sure appreciate you coming out here today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this has been great. Write that number down, and if somebody didn't hear this broadcast here today, make sure you tell them about it. We will be posting this on our website, WCRS1450AM.net. But make sure you write down this number, 1-800-621-3362, or go online, disasterassistance.gov. That's disasterassistance.gov. Be smart out there, folks. Don't give out any personal information unless you called FEMA, that 1-800-621-3362. They are there to help you, but just because somebody comes to the door, don't believe that that is the person until you've checked it out. Would that be
right.
all of it?
That would be it.
Okay. All right, Deanna. I hope you're going to have some good time while you're down here in South Carolina. I tell you what, it's a beautiful state and so
that
many good things to do. And
that
the weather sure is a little bit nicer than it is in Minnesota.
That's right. That's right. I'm enjoying it.
All right. Thanks so much for coming out
today. Thank
you. All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. I'll come back to wrap it up. Don't you go away.
They say every kiss begins with, but at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices and smooch. A bull results.
Oh, that's right. How you doing here this afternoon? We're almost out of time here today, but I thought that was very informative. That was Deanna Frazier. She is the disaster FEMA coordinator here for Greenwood and also for Newberry. So she is working hard trying to make sure she gets all the information out here. Now, again, they don't have a disaster relief center set up here in Greenwood. I think they've set them up in areas that have huge amounts of disaster relief needed. Our area needs disaster relief, don't get me wrong, but we don't have the quantities of people that are out there. I think she was saying 55 million claims have been filed. Oh my gosh. Or was it that many? But a lot of claims have been filed already. And of course, our area, it really is very easy. All you have to do is pick up that phone and call 800-621-3362. Even if you turned it into emergency management here in our area, you need to call them because now you have to file the claim. You know, we talked about this with Deanna this afternoon. The calling the emergency management office simply got us qualified for disaster relief. We had to reach a threshold. So we have reached that threshold. That's why FEMA is here. So FEMA is going to be helping you, but you've got to help yourself by picking up the phone, 800-621-3362. You can also go to disasterassistance.gov. There are, you need a tax if you own your property. You need a tax statement. You need to, your insurance, you need your Social Security, and you need proof of your address, which can be a bill, but if you've got a current and correct driver's license, that will also do. So make sure you have all those things when you pick up the phone or when you go online at disasterassistance.gov. They will give you a number at the end. When you have that number, they will then send a, they will then be sending out a somebody to check the property and make a determination. They'll spend maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and then they will turn in your claim. 10 days later, you should have a letter of determination. If you have provided everything, you probably will be getting a check. That's it. That's how easy. So call them, 800-621-3362. Also, make sure you call your insurance company. That's one of the things that I didn't realize. I figured, well, it's not going to be covered. No sense to call. But now I've got to call our insurance company. So you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for me. Got any questions, go ahead and give me a call. But the best thing to do, pick up that phone, call 800-621-3362. Also, just a little reminder, if you have rental property and you have damage to your rental property, what Deanna was saying this afternoon is that comes under SBA, a small business, and that looks like they would you would get a very affordable interest rate. You only get the grants for your own personal residence. So that's just another thing to know. That. But as far as the dollars, there is dollars available in small business loans from the SBA. So there you go. Hope you found this informative. I hope you'll be back with me in the morning, and I hope you'll keep it right here on WCRS. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio, and don't forget to come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass between South State Bank and Burger King. Hey, that's going to do it for me. Bye-bye, everybody.